Sorry to keep you waiting. Got a little update. Mario's, as you could appreciate, pretty sore today, so we'll have to see how he is later on the week and see how he recovers. And, we'll probably have to keep an eye on Danny as well this week. He was a little sore, so we'll just we'll see how the practice week moves along as far as those two are concerned. The rest of the guys ended up okay. So, and we'll be actually activating Scott Wells this week, as we said. So we have a to-be-determined roster spot that we have to address. So. Questions?
Play on Hagan. He's on the ground, and a guy almost launches himself to block him. I mean, do you have an issue with that?
Yeah, I mean, anytime there's someone on the ground, someone's diving on somebody and spearing somebody like that, it's an issue. But it looked to me like the injury took place probably just before that. So, not quite sure. We have to go back and look at the exact mechanism.
Is Wells 100%?
He's going to return to practice this week. Yeah, and we'll activate him. So we'll see how he does the rest of the week.
How did he do last week?
He was fine. Yeah, he took all last day Friday. He took all the scout team reps. It was okay.
So you'll just see how the week.
See how the week goes. Well. Yeah, see how the week goes for Wells, and hope to get him back in the lineup.
Okay, when you're looking at the tape, how do you see this one slipping away?
First half, could have been a lot different. We looked at it real close, and we got a chance to go in the locker room at halftime 17-3. Instead we go in 13-7, and it's the turnover, the sack, and the cause fumble, and that return. The defense, as we said, got the stand after the interception return. However, we got a defensive hold that's not called, and if that's called correctly, then the interception return is not. It doesn't go. We've got a first down. We're moving. So, but obviously the opportunity on the kickoff return. A little disappointed, and the way things went down the first half, considering the fact you got a chance to go in the lead with momentum, we didn't have it. And then we trade series to the third quarter. They scored early in the fourth, and then we were unable to overcome Darrell's fumble. So that's what happened. Good things, a lot of good things. When you look at it from the standpoint of special teams, we go out and we block a field goal, we get a fourth down stop on a fake punt, we get the ball in the end zone, however it's called back. So good things there. I thought both Chris and Janoris came back after a tough weekend and came back and made some plays for us and got back in the swing of things.
The holding was on the strip fumble?
The holding was on the interception.
Yeah. Was the guy holding McNeil? Or?
No. They held Danny. They held Danny on a shallow cross.
What did you see when you looked at the Givens return?
There's three holding penalties, three holdings on their first kickoff that aren't called, and all three of them are more egregious than the one that was called. So I'll just leave it at that.
So because it's close to the return, is that why they noticed?
The hands were inside. You did have a little grab there, but when the arms go up, like I said, sometimes that's all it takes. So, but we're not good enough to even put ourselves in position to where they think it's a hold. So we've got to make sure that because we couldn't overcome that last week when we had the block above the waist. So we got to just keep working the young special teamers and making sure that they got to trust the returner. And just the last thing you could possibly do is grab.
How much do you think was a glaring difference in field position?
The field position was tough, especially in the third quarter. We got the big punt, got the ball down to the 11-yard line. That was we wanted to really get them pinned, and then we give up a 12-yard carry at a first down, and then another play. So field position played a big part of it in the game. And we had a couple kickoffs where we were tackled inside the 20, and then they pushed a kickoff out. They also had a punt return that picked up 15, 20 yards, which helped.
As effective as you guys were in the running game, did you go away from it to run?
I think in retrospect, we probably got away, probably should have fed Jack a little more. I talked to him today about it. But, you know, we got behind, you know, and when you get behind, you know, like we did, we, you know, we wanted to close the gap and catch up. But he's running really well. You know, he looks young, and a lot of that has to do with what we did early in the year and him coming off that groin. But, you know, he was... he was making some plays. He ran over some people in his ball game, some good players. And so we're going to have to, you know, commit to that. And as I said, you know, we're, you know, our formula should have been their formula, you know, where they ran it 40 times and threw it 20 times. You know, instead we, you know, we did. We only had, you know, 20 carries.
You still want to work Richardson in, though, right?
Yeah, no, Joe's going to still play. But, you know, we need to get back to that, back to what we're doing.
And how much when things aren't happening, when you're not making first downs, does that –
Well, yeah, again, it was the third down stuff. You know, it was a third and short. It was the third down. The interception was a third down. That one, that drive stays alive. You know, we get a 20-yard, really nice catch and run after catch with Lance, and that one comes back, and that's instead of first 10 on 37, we got a second 15 back on 11, and you know, on the shaving where Danny was apparently shaving. So, and then we have we got another third down where Austin's hit in the face, chest and face, and you know, usually that's called. It's not called. So, if we continue those drives, then perhaps, you know, different things, good things happen. We get more opportunities.
What was the call on Danny? What did you describe it?
Oh, they called it shaving. So they call it legal motion, where you come in motion, you kind of creep towards the line of scrimmage, and so that was a.
Reviewing the film, did Sam hold the ball too long?
No, he was just trying. They did a good job affecting coverage and taking away checkdowns, and he was just trying to make plays.
Not much out there for
him. No, not with some of the, what happened. For example, they'll pressure, and then when we anticipated pressure, we put two backs in the backfield to block our way out, and then put two blocks backs in the backfield, and you got three guys out on the route, and it takes time. So then it was that chess game that you know we knew we were going to face with their defensive play caller. And but Sam, I mean, there's a couple times where, you know, I probably could have pulled it down and run a little bit, maybe got the first down. But, you know, he knows someone's chasing him. He doesn't know who, you know, so he tried to fit the ball into Danny.
When a quarterback's holding the ball, did you sense any confusion on his part because they were disguising the looks? Or?
No. It's a defense that it's very hard to go through progressions, normal progressions against this defense, because it's a little unorthodox, and it creates problems for quarterbacks.
I want to go back to the run game if I can. It was actually, until it's 27-20, your run pass was pretty balanced. I mean, 27-7. What's your philosophy? I mean, when you're down by three scores, do you have to?
We wanted to mix the run. We scored with about five and change. And at that point, you know, it's, you can't run the football anymore. We're down by, you know, two touchdowns. And, you know, so that's, go ahead. No, I just said that's, you know, you want to carry balance in there. And if you got a close ball game, you keep the defense off balance. You got to carry balance, helps you in the red zone. But when you get down like that after the fumble, we had to pick it up and go. And that, I mean, that works to their advantage now because you got a one-dimensional offense.
How did the players see the day? It's been a while since you won.
They're fine. I mean, we talked about it, and we showed them. We went through. Now, I shouldn't say they're fine. They're going to be fine. They didn't like it. Don't like it, but they saw where their opportunities were, and they understand how this thing slipped away. So, and they're determined, you know, not to let it happen again. I think the big thing that is, you know, as we move forward, as we talk to them about it, don't worry about going out and winning the game. You worry about going out and play well, and the rest of it takes care of itself.
Coach, one of the things I think some of the players said in the locker room yesterday was getting consistently carrying over good playing practice into games. Can you attribute that at all?
Well, the word consistent came up because that's what we talked about in the locker room after the game, is that we'll start fast like we did yesterday, get points, and then not play consistent football through the middle part of the ball game. And we just have to play consistent football, you know, through each drive on both sides of the ball.
Do you think the energy was there?
Oh, yeah, energy was not an issue. You know, we didn't. I mean, if you're alluding to the five quarters and the travel and the overtime, no, they played hard and they played fast and you know, all the way to the end. They're disappointed, you know, at the end, especially when, you know, we got the ball back and we're trying to make plays and, you know, realistically speaking, you're running out of time. You know, we had a shot at the onside kick that was a live ball. It was, you know, everybody had a chance at it and we couldn't get it. But once that happened, it became hard. And the big thing is our defense hasn't had a turnover in 5 weeks, you know, and that's hard. I mean, you know, you win football games when you turn it over. And balls flying all over the place. They strip sack and they pick it up and run it 50 yards. We strip sack and it falls on Sanchez's lap. So
the mop punt, it just goes like a
football. And that's the bounces will come. That's what I told them they'll come.
Still, you'd probably use a different description. It's a pretty amazing stretch of five games. Defensively, is there anything you can do different?
No. You just keep playing. We're stripping. You keep playing. We're stripping. The ball's flying around. It'll just happen. But it is. It's not. I don't think I've been in that stretch before that long. So, and the other thing about it is, it's not like we're turning the ball over 5-6 times a game on offense. You know, we're just not getting the takeaways to get the extra drive.
What did you think of your defense overall yesterday, both run and pass?
We gave up some too many plays in the passing game. You know, the double move after the takeaway was not good. You know, that seam was not a good play defensively against the run. They're gonna run. They averaged about 3-5, I think, against the run. That's not good. But we had some good plays, good efforts on the line of scrimmage. But it's too much on the ground. And when offense is not scoring, we can't afford to give up those plays and not get the ball back on third down. And I was not pleased overall with any phase.
Especially in the red zone. I mean, they score on third and goal from the 5 and from.
You don't run the football like that against good defense. So our defense, and we were expecting pass, and they put themselves in good position.
On the one, do you second guess just having a 3-man front, the third goal from the 5?
Well, had we had a 4-man front, they probably would have thrown it. That's the chess game there. So you go 4-man front. Then you defend, you know, a shot at the end zone. You go 3-man front. You invite them to run. You just got to make the play.
There's been a lot of rookie mistakes lately. Or one, is it just something where you realize those things happen? Or two, I mean, we're about the time where the college seasons wind down and rookies hit the wall.
Well, we've addressed that with them, but we're playing a lot of rookies. So they're going to make mistakes. Some of the mistakes, you know, they're not repeat mistakes, but nevertheless, they're mistakes. And I don't think it has anything to do with that, quote, rookie wall we talk about. We've addressed that.
See on the stat sheet, Fletcher played one snap. Is that just a performance thing? Or?
No, we split packages. We moved Tremaine into the nickel package where Fletch had been playing, and we had Fletch in three other defensive packages, but we didn't deploy him yesterday.
Miller, our performance scratch, or did he need somebody in another area?
We didn't feel that going into this game that a fullback in the backfield was going to be advantageous to us because of the defense that we're going to get. So our package featured the 3 tight end package and the 3 wide package, and we felt like we were better off with an extra tight end, so that's why we brought up Corey.
Did you want to get a look at Harkey too? Did that factor into
it? Well, I mean, Corey did a nice job for us on special teams during preseason, and he's done a nice job outside, so it was an opportunity, and he actually did pretty well in the 2 units he played on.
So is it safe, is Tremaine the third corner now? Or?
Tremaine is the third corner in the nickel, and Fletch is the third and fourth corner in 3 of the other packages.
Have you noticed what the scenario's been able to do since?
I haven't paid attention. No.
I guess it just couldn't get on the field.
Well, yeah, that was his issue. He's got tremendous talent. We couldn't give him a fair evaluation. You have injury issues and they keep, you know, they just keep coming back and you can't get on the field. You know, you have to move on.
Were you as a head coach frustrated after that loss?
Frustrated after yesterday?
Game, yeah.
Of course I was. Frustrated after every loss. There's times I'm frustrated after wins. Be a nice thing to, nice way to feel this weekend.
Thanks.